just want to tell you, I was just driving myself crazy with this writing, and over again, you know, what I was trying to do is put the Rambans here together with the Rambans and Chumash, and I did part of it. I haven't finished the end. The end is this, and but there's a lot of work over here. The first question, you see, the two things I want to focus on, three things really, but I'm not going to get to all of them. One thing is, what exactly happens to Mazel ben Noach? We came to the conclusion that the purpose of this is to show the chokhmah le'ene amim, that to be able to understand the greatness of the bria and everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's mamash v'vidukin the psukim, and what the Ramban says over here is also v'vidukin kemer shnia. I mean, everything I think is perfect. Okay, but the question is, I wanted to deal is a benoyach who's coming to you, who says I want to do what I should be doing. Should you advise him to look at the stars? And you know, let's assume like the Ramban, you know, with the Gemara, not like the Rambam, that you know there's something to it. Let's assume there's something to it, okay? What should you advise him, and what should he be doing, and how should everything should play itself out? Okay, you know, that's a very interesting question. And I just want, because you see, because we're really ending up telling the Goyim about the stars, okay? But the purpose of telling the Asidus to them is not to tell them Asidus per se. We're not interested in that, because we pointed out, what are we interested in? You know, what they do know, what they don't know, especially since there's a lovely Sechon name by Nevi Avodah Zarah. First of all, we pointed out last week, that according to Ramban, the Chochmah of, or this Nichush and Ma'inein, is not a problem of Toevus. And that the Ramban is Mufurish and Chumash in Dvorim Yud Ches Posik Tes, V'omar Kosev Ki Toevus Ki Tavas Hashem Kol Isay Eile V'omar Kol Eile. It is Kol Isay Eile. It doesn't say Kol Eile. Ki Akos Yida Be'arubom Ki Amo'inein V'amenachesh Eile Toevus. So it's very clear, to know the future is chokhmah, and it says it's not even a goy or a Jew or not Jew, everyone has this yearning to know about the future. That's what he says in Chumash. So, and since it's a chokhmah, and they have a yearning to know about the future, it's not called a toeva. He puts the two things together. Ki kol b'nei odom, he says, ki kol loy hoyesh yobavum, ki kol odom yis'avu l'das asidois, rabois ke'ele l'da'atom. Okay? So, it's very strange. You get the impression that they're not a Toeva because it's part of man's psyche. Right? It's very strange, you know. Because the Chochmas, two things. The Chochmas, and it's part of man's psyche. Right? L'chay, that's what he says. It's an important point, okay? So therefore they're not a Toeva. Again. Chochmas, and it's part of man's psyche. Therefore, they're not toeva. Okay? And the Ramban says in many places in Chumash that these are chokhmas, and includes under the chokhmah kishuf also. And Ramban Chumash in Agdoma, in Gracious Nagdoma, he says very clearly, V'akol motzabo b'pirusha, you can find all the degel b'yosi yosel, v'kreis v'kashe hiskalti, v'chein oma boi ha-kosum, v'tev chochma shleimai, mi-chochmas kol adam, and shenema kimol v'mikedem v'oimnen kiplishtim, v'kach omu k'maris chochmot shal b'nei kedem shal yodim v'arum metayah. And he says before that, then one of these chochmas, I think he says, it's not here, v'chamas, v'machshoves, malkoches, okay, and he says then over here, in Bamid b'chof beis chofal, v'egal Hashem es eni bilim, mizah kosev numod, ki bilim lohoyenovi, ilu hoyenovi, eich yitztach al gilo inayim, v'riyis malach, kashe yoyma, ha-kosev, v'hoga mitzis, loy oma, listen to this, Loyoima came b'nevi'im, v'kach ko ha-kosev bilom ben bo ha-kosev. U'ma she'oma hu, kashi yedabe Hashem elai, yikri yidioso ha-sivis b'kosomov dvar Hashem. Which is mamish amazing. Dvar Hashem? Okay, b'seder.
What do you say this about Balobi
Adonai? No. That's what I'm saying. So he says, then he says, and then the Ramban says, V'yosher l'cho ha-nechoshim v'ksomim v'ksomim v'avur sh'osa l'cho ma'a l'gedol l'sitra elyon ha-kol goye oretz sh'yoke b'kir b'chonov v'yitain d'vor b'fiv at tishmi menu ma'asher Ma yifal, v'yalt etz yivkel, v'yalt etztach, b'asidois el kreisei menachesh, sh'kavlo yisim rakachobmo, menashveilim, b'soi mailo, sh'ein kol dvor me'el emes, v'yedim b'chol atzorch. So, and he says, here, and the emes is, what comes out, is not only it's Dvar Hashem. It's a pellet from a thing. And Dvar Hashem is, I guess, a Dvar Hashem. It's, and it's also, it's Dvar Hashem, and it's a Chochmah L'chayr, it's not a Toeva. And calls it, and then he says another place, he says, and this, okay, good, okay, let's not get involved in that, okay, good, that's what we have, okay, now, l'cheira, the goy not only has that, he has a tzorich, to know about the future. And not only tzorich, because he says like this, in Dvorim Yudches Tes, v'yosel l'cho ha-nechoshim v'aksomim, v'abur she'osel l'cho mai l'gedoy l'sitcha elyon ha-kol goy ha-oretz, she'yok b'kir v'cho no v'yit in Dvorim b'fiv, v'yat t'tishmo imenu ma yifo keel, v'o t'tztarach ato b'asidus al kreisim u'menachesh. But you need it! But you don't need it because the Bereshit gave you a novi. She kabloisem min hakachovim min hashveilim b'soi ma'ale she'en kol divrayim emes l'redir b'chol atzorich al nevua tegdi achepet Hashem v'lo yitipo dob mikol divray hine ato achelko uskolos ha'shmei atos mipiv ve'im chelik u'mazolos achreyim v'ze tam ki unosan Hashem l'cho alakecho shu unosan l'cho Kashinosan lahem, ketam, chelek Hashem, elokecho oisom, chol Hashem oisachuchan, kashu prashim is free, el mo'inim bakrismim, tishmu yishmo'u, shematayma lahem yesh b'malisho. V'li, ainli, tamalu v'yato, loy keinosan lacho Hashem elokecho. Hine zugayi b'chom ashi prashim, ken lachoshim shirish, dobo nimsabom,
ולכן הוי ישראל תיינה במניע מהם. So it's a tzarech, right? So it's a tzarech. So it's a tzarech. So lechera. So mitzvah esecho. The goy has to be afraid of the hezek of the mazolos. And they have to get involved in these chochmas. Because, especially according to the Ran, the only way you can save yourself is through mitzvahs, and they don't have any mitzvahs. So, we should advise them, you know, if we were allowed to advise them to get involved, they should be involved. And, this is the only way they have to know the future. Because the Ramban Chumash Yudches Tes Vene Ato Chelko Skuloso Shemei Atzosu Mipiv Vehem Chelik HaMazolos Holchim Achreim V'zetam Lo Ki Lo Kei Nosan Lecho Hashem Elokech Asher Nosan Lecho Kashe Nosan Lehem Ketam Asher Cholok Hashem Elokech Oisam Lecho Lamin Kashe Priyashim Bisifri Amorim Mekrismim Yishmo Hashem Atayim Lehem Yishma Lisho. We read that already. V'ni Zuraya. Okay. So, l'cheira, we should advise them. It's all, even with that, you know, l'cheira is not awesome, there's no problem, correct? But the problem is, they should make sure that the thing, that these things don't have kliches on their own, but they're muchachim and everything's a kodesh baruch. But if you look for the future, l'cheira is no problem. And, so, why was Rachel, why was she gaining the trophim? Okay. And Ramban says in Chumash that these trophim were not Abu Dazor. But they were ways to tell the future. So, what's the problem? That's what he says. But Tigno Rochel at the Torah, Vakov Masha Imrim, Shein Kalim Le Kabbal Ashoyos, Vyiksimu Bohem Ladas Asidos, Vamil Nixeres Miloshon Rafe Yodayim, Nirpim Atem Nirpim, Yikru Bem Oysom Trofim, Lilmois Bishmom, Ki Diburam Kmo Nebuo Rafo, Toboi Biroi Bitigazim Litzim Kukuchoykos, Kmo Shomru, כי הטרופם דיבו אובן, והם יעשו איסם קטני המון עליהם, וכולי, לא ישל בשם הנכבו ולהספר לילו, ורק כל מעשיים וקסומים, אשר יגידו להם הטרופם. ולכן יש תקלטר, the tina, not to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the tina from the Novi in Zechariah. But a goy, you know, as a tina, he doesn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wasn't given the vim, correct? So, what's Rachel's problem? Okay. Why'd she take the trophim from Lavan?
What's the question? Assuming because she's trying to not think from the Zohar, is she assuming?
She, 1 second. You know, we even go, B'nai Noach, Amuza on Gnevis, right? So we find by Avraham Avinu that he was allowed to break the Tzlomim because, I guess, the Mazik, or there's an Isaf, there was a mitzvah from Ibrahim of the Zohar, even in B'nai Noach, or whatever it is. He's doing something that's a positive thing, okay? And we don't find, but to find that a person is allowed to use trofim to megala sidus, to take them away from them, what's the chtam aganav?
They're probably protecting themselves. I know my father's going to know where we're going. We're trying to flee from father.
Know where you're going? You know, you can know our sidus, but who you can know where people are?
I don't know.
That's what she's doing?
I don't know.
Because he talks the whole discussion about them. If that was an important thing, he should have pointed it out. He talks about knowing the future. That's the whole issue. Okay? So, I would take Ika Chosim Rasei.
The Pasuk also calls it Elohai, right? The Lord says, you stole my Elohai.
Yeah, but the Ramban Chumash, I'm reading Ramban Chumash, he learns that's not the Pshat. He used them as a mode, like Elohai, the same way that means that this Sorim Lamaila, and they're also called Elokim. That's what the Ramban and Achrimoy says, the Elokim, they all the Sorim are Elokim, but Lamaila Mehem is the Rabbi Nisholim. I don't know if any of this is a problem. I would tell you pshat in this, okay? Now, I don't want to focus on this, it's not an important point. I would tell you pshat is because Lovin used it as he didn't agree, he thought they have egg and a kriches. So in that way, she was being mafashim from Avodah Zarah. This is my conduit, maybe, to Elokai. But it's not, they per se are no problem. And therefore, hello, they were trophim in Beis David. And Michal hiding the things and making the people, the statue, if trophim are a problem, as you want to say, the Rocha was turb about Lovan, and David HaMelech was in his house. So that's what I would tell you, that's what's going on. But that's not the gate, anything, that's the side point, okay? Now, so, L'chaira, then Noach and Chanoach were going against the Seichel, because they were Devukim Bashem, and the Ramban says, L'shomu L'divre Hivre Shomayim Klau. They weren't interested. Rabbi Nisholim, what do you mean not interested? This is the way you save yourself, and every person wants to hear this. Okay? I'm just wondering, how does this all play itself in Ben Noach? And that's the Ramban, in Bereishis Vov Tes, V'acha she'omashu ish sadik, k'inenu ish chomos v'chulei, omashu yimishalich es Hashem anichbot, lir isa levadoi, einenu nifta, achri hivrei shomayim, menachesh v'oini, the kol shekein achri Avodah Zarah. So what's the kol shekein? So because he he wasn't even Avodah Zarah, but he didn't look at them as a way that they have their own kreches. That's the kol shekein. That's the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Okay. The einenu nifta achri hivrei shomayim and achesh v'oini. The kol shekein achri Avodah Zarah. That's the kol shekein. Then he adds another sentence. Veinenu shomea lohem klau. That's a separate thing. That's independent of everything. He's not interested in them. Correct? That's the pshat. I think it's good pshat. Rak bashem levadoi hu dovet tomit. And you find the same thing in Ramban Chumash by Chanoch, because it says, K'moy, it says we makanisa kain es Hashem, okay? In Dalet Aleph, in Bereishis, K'moy vayishalech Chanoch es Elokim ishalech Noach. It's all the same. So it means Chanoch was also like this. So you have an amazing thing. So L'chaira, you know, the test, it's a gvaldik thing. You see in Ramban, it's a maila, lo yishmalei in klal. And the other hand, Shetayv is calling me, wants to know the Asibis. And L'chaira, he has no way. The Malzola says something, it's not 100%, but you know, the chances are that something's going to happen. So why shouldn't he protect himself? Okay? And you see, Fakir Ramban Sechamayla. So I think the answer is poshut. I think, and even further, okay, I'll tell you something which blew my mind. I still haven't gotten over it. Avraham Avinu was involved with astrology at one point in his life. Okay? Even after he came to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The Gemara Shabbos, Kufnun Aleph Amar Aleph, Kufnun Vav Amar Aleph, Om Rav, מיניין שימזל ישראל שנה ויוצא איסה החוצה, או מעברום לפני הקודש ברוך הוא. ריבוי לשאול לו, בן בייסי יורי שאיסי, או מעלוי לאו, כי אם אשר יצא ממך, או מלפון לריבוי לשאול לו, נסתכלתי בסטגניניוס שלי, ואיני ראוי להוריד בן. What's his stagnation? He became an astrologer. He's saying over, I saw it. It's an amazing thing.
It's an amazing thing.
That's
what comes out. I mean, Avram reached higher dogs later. Okay? So, you could say, but I don't believe it's pshat. You could say that that he would look at astrology, but the Hevi Shemayim is kilu shayich tavod zora, and doesn't want any shayiches to them. But I don't believe that. Okay, I don't know. You might want to sell that. I believe the pshat is like this. I believe that the pshat is that a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Elohim is Halach Noyach, there's a separate Hashkocha from the Rebbein Nishan, that he's not Tachas Melechas Kechovim. Even if he's a Goy! And there's an Indian of Nes, L'Kol Tzadik, HaMavur B'Ramban Bereish, listen to this Bereishis. V'lo Yichsha Be'enai, Hey Dalet, בעיני מים מהורב שכוסו במורה הנבוכים כי לא היה אורך השון אם רק להכין. The question, everyone live long? Only if special people live long? How did it work? And the Rambam said, not everyone only special people. שבן עוד דרס להם, הוי ושני שחייהם, השון מטיביים המוגולים. Okay. ואומר, כי הוי החידש הזה, ואיש ההוא, בהנהוג הזה ומזוינוי. או על דרך נס. Okay. Vine Eila Divrei Ruach Volomi Anes Haze Bohem. So he says, if it would be that he's eating properly and he has a proper quality of life and he lives long, that doesn't bother him. It's not just a Derech Agav thing. But if he says Nes, that bothers him. And why does it bother him? Veheim Einon Nuvim Voloi Tzadikim V'Tevim Lassus Vehem Nes. But it means a tzaddik or a novi, even though they're a goy, the Rebbein Nishalem has hashkocha miyuchedis lohem. L'chol to shteik Rambam. Mamish the diuk. Right? So, noich he's tzaddik, okay? And Ramban also says mufurish that he was a novi there. Okay? You can chumash. Chanoch, it's not clear that he's a Novi. The Rambam in the Nevuchim says he was a Novi. But in Ramban, I never found any evidence he's a Novi. It's a tzaddik to say that. So then it means that a goy, a tzaddik, has the right to say, I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Baruch Hu protect me, and not be interested in anything. Lo shom lehem klal. And that's the Maila, okay? But the Poshta Goy, who's not an Adalga, who knows that the Mazalos are Gosar, what he should be doing is Taka to be looking into the astrology, but he shouldn't make the toes of being involved with the issues of Avodah Zarah. The Chayra is no Posh. That's what I thought in Ben Noach. Okay? Ad kan. Now, according to Ramban, there's a mitzvah say to Tom Tiyem Hashem Elokecho, which the Sefer HaKavachos Doilis in Mitzvah Seh Kuf Mem Dal Liyos Tomim, which the Sefer Yireim has, we'll hope we'll see it later, also Mitzvah Tia Tomim. And also, you look in the Sefer called Shari Tshuva, he calls Mitzvah Seh, and the Mitzvah Seh Bitochoin, he has six of them he calls before, and he calls Tomim Tiyem L'Shem L'Kech. Okay? The Seder. Okay? So you have Rishayin, the Maharaj is very clear, saying it's Mitzvah Seh. The Ramban says, what's the mitzvah say, Hashminis, Hashocharav? Shinitztavinu liyois levovenu tomim imo yis'ale. It's poshit a something, it's the belay of the mitzvah. Tom tiyem Hashem elkecho. V'hu shenoima tom tiyem Hashem elkecho, v'yina tzavo azois, shinachei levovenu elov yis'ale levadai. My lave is with the Rebbein Nishan. I live with the Rebbein Nishan.
Ushanamin, I don't know if it's a colon, I'm not sure exactly how to read it. Ushanamin, that is another thing, or that's the way you live with the Rabbein Lishon. Ushanamin, Shuhu Levadoi Eisekol, he is the prime mover of everything. Vuhu Hayudea and Amitas Kol Osit. He's omniscient in terms of the future and omnipotent, okay? And believe it, and live it, and live like that. Then he says something which is very strange. Umimenu levadoi nidresh haboyois mi neviov o mi anshe chasidov. What's loyim betumim? So, what does that mean? Attack is the mitzvah that lichis rakolish vokas halachafonai his halachas Hashem, and maybe Noach actually did it even though it was not mitzvah on it, and that's the bitochon maybe of our ben yoina umaylis is called mitzvah saying shal gimel ois yedzayin. Umaylis, he calls them various mitzvahs, and one of them is Umaylis Shleima Sabitochon, Tom Tiyem Hashem, Elokecha. Abu Rabbi Nishol, is a mitzvah to be derish from the Novi? What's he talking about? So what's it means shekol hanasim are de shluchay, and the shliach has no bechira elamuchach, and that's just the shul levado is the call. Oh, that's everything we have to know about the kachom as always, and that is also in Bereishis Rabba. Ein lecho ke'esav eish, ein lecho mazel v'rekiya shemako yisoy, v'yom lo gadel, hal dechsiva, yodat techuk ha'shamayim, im tosim mishtalu ba'oretz, loshen shoyte, hiskashi madonais, oy moishchais ksil tiftach. But this, I think it's the chagayit, it's v'yom lo gadel, it's, but this is, there is kachom, but the Rabbi Nishalim, everything is only shliach. It's only shliach. Because it's part of Chukash Shemayim Boretz. Im Tosim Mishto is referring to the Rabbi Nishalim. The only shliach. That's the first part of the mitzvah. Secondly, who are you there? Meet us call. Osir. The question is, what about the Mimenu Levadoi Nidresh? So we'll have to see about that, okay? But there's this another part, if you read further in Ramban, in Mitzvah Shacharav, you can look at Mitzvah Ches. V'namin, I'm skipping a little bit, V'namin shekol haboyos tiyeh eleinu kfi iskalveinu l'avoidosay ki shivtiach el goyi el derech ha-goyi al talamdu me'isa shamayim al techotu ki yechtu ha-goyim meheimo. Okay? So it means kafiyas kavusai. So it means, you know, and the chiddush is even Noach and Chanoch are going to that. Then he says further. I'm skipping a little bit. Eliyah liboy elov levado yisala ki hu hamitzav ve'oisom v'amisad esida ma'achosim kiritzoynay ki in shenema tsei mi'at stignus shelcha. And that's the mitzvah, because who is the one that's in charge of everything? That's the Rabbein Lishon. So, what's going on over here? Mimenu levado. So, lechera. There's a major problem over here.
L'chir, the midas of bitochin, and the inyan lichyos ba'kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine there's a mitzvah to ask a novi, to ask the Urim v'Tumim? L'chir, it doesn't make any sense. I'm not interested. I'm with God, whatever it's going to be. And the mitzvah, Tom Tiyem Hashem, to tell you should go, it's the chamitzvah. So I think the pshat is just the opposite. We men of the vado nidreish haboyis midaviyov bechasim asamu mitum buloy nidreish. It's a heter. If you want to ask, it's only them. But there's an isa asay of asking hovei shamayim because it's not elov. But it's a heter. Because why is it a heter? Because this, everyone needs it. Okay? The Tzorach Kol Adam. But those that avail themselves of that, they're not, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim in terms of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not being worried about it. But it's not a mitzvah, it's a heter. But the Issa is the Esam Hovei Shamayim. The question is, when it says Urim Betumim Ish Chasidecha, that means because Ish Chasidecha, that's Levi, that's Kohanim. Okay? So the question is Urim Betum Dafka not? Okay? What about the Eifold? Dovid HaMelech had an Eifold. What was that? Okay. The Efsha, I'm reading a Ban Chumash in Tetzaveh, Chof Ches Lamed, the Efsha, She'achre She'nosan Moshe B'choshen Hashemus HaKadoshim, She'la'um V'atumim, Hoyu Noidim B'Meseris Imen L'Gdoli Chachmi Yisrael, She'mosim Lehem Im Sisri Torah. So what's we Noidim? And then he says, Ulefikoch, Hoye David, Hoye Bia David, Eifod. What's Ulefikoch? What's Ulefikoch? So I thought, because David is not a Novi, he's not a Kohen. So what's doing with the Eifod? So I thought there was a Messiah from the Shemois, and he used this to be Deish, to HaKadosh Baruch, and he's bothered, he's Mechal Shoshikul Teirah to deal with Dovid HaMelech. But the Maisa, and then he says that the Eifod itself was Keinu Umbetumim, the Efsha Achre Shinosan Moshe B'choshen, Hashem is a Gdeish, Umbetum, Moi Noidim Dos, and he says, and then he goes on, he says that they were Katsuas Achreshin, whatever it was. But he's Machriya not like that. And he says that, he says, he's Machriya the Eifold was bad, and not Tsuras. And he says, Vishol, boy, it's only Kohanim and Bnei Nevi'im used it. Kohanim or Bnei Nevi'im. Like Rav Avram ben Ibn Ezra says. He quotes the Rav Avram ben Ezra and he's in the Chayre. Okay, the Chayre changes his mind. The Chayre, he leaves Dovid HaMelech high and dry. Because Dovid HaMelech wasn't at Kohanim Bnei Nevi'im. So we have no clue of what this is. Okay? There was an Eifod Abad for Kohanim Bnei Nevi'im. Somehow it functioned something like a Urim V'Tumim, we don't know what that is, but it's only Kohanim Bnei Nevi'im, the Ish Chasidecha. So we don't know what's going on with David, okay? Adka. Now, not only V'lo Nidreish Mehovei Shamayim V'lo Mizulosam V'lo Niftach Sheyovo Divreim Al Koponim Avon Nishma Dovo Mehem V'chulei. Okay. So the Chayri is
in the Isaseh Shalom Gedush Behem, the Abri Drisha, there's an Islahamid Shedvreimim Osid Muchot. It's not Osid Muchot. This Rabban says Yud Ches, that it's Cholop Yetzim Yisrei Dinoi, in Dvorim Yud Ches, Posik Gimel, the Nechoshim and Ksomim are not Osid Muchot, no Rabbanishim is Osid Muchot. And this is also Rabbeinu Yoinu Lisaonu Loshen Oinois in Shah Gimel Ois Peivov Yoin Ploni Vchule V'Ein Lishmoy Al Divrei Hove Shemayim Av Yiftach Lipcho Bashem Elokei Shemayim VeKeorot Al Kain Chosav Al Inyan Hazeh Tomim Tia Hashem Elokecha. So that's the Mizin Isa, not to go to the Hove Shemayim, and that goes in Tomim Tia Lechecha. And if you look in the Yireim, in Simon Toflam and Aleph, where he says, Tom Tieh, there's an Isur to go to these people. Okay, the same. It's not only a Kiyum Aseh, there's an Isur Aseh. Okay. Now, here, where things get interesting. Ube Mitzvah Zeis, I'm skipping a little bit. Nitztave Avrom Ovinu Kashebo Lichois Loi Bris Volaseis Loi Zera Omo Hishalich Lefonai V'yei Somim Ki B'nei Shoho Yehu Zocho Lativ Yisei Be'emun V'achulik Al Kastim Shoho Yemiachsin Kol HaKriches L'Shem Sh'ereich L'Krichovim V'uroa Sh'yesh Aleihem Yoitze Umani Sivo oid lishalich lefonav v'yos tom imo v'lo yitain beliboy shehei bezuloso shum emes v'lo yistaku binyonim binyonom klau im daitoy sheyotzchom manhig oisom el yia liboy elov yisale ki hu hametzav oisom mesad esidem achosom ki ritzoynoy ki inyin sheomu say May at its tadninus shelcha. V'iskiu ba'alocha is the cause of liyos tamin. He's calling the ba'alocha's gedolish. So l'choy, what was the machlokes Avrom and the kastim? Avrom said, they said that they have koyches the enaleim manik. So what you see in Chochmas Istagmus is Gilui Muchlot. And Avram said that the Koyach Me'al Hashem is Yareach Ve'im Muchochim. So the Ma'ach HaShemayim Eino Gilui Muchlot. Chol HaSil Yisun Ba'af HaKodesh Boch. That's the Machlot is back and forth. The question is, say me at Stagninus, okay? There's a very strange thing going on over here. When was this said, same as Tagninus Shaloi? The Ramban quotes this in Chumash by the Bris Ben Absalom. Lo yirosh chazeh ki meyotz memeyecha. Okay. Same as Tagnin Lishelcha. Okay. At that point, Avraham Avinu was a Ben Noach. Because Avraham Avinu became a Jew according to Ramban, as Ramban says in Parshas Emor, at the end, at the Bris. Okay. So it's a poshita, okay? What's due? At the Gemara derives a mazel Yisrael. What's going on? Okay. Okay. So I want to tell you, see, if you want to read this here, okay? I saw something I think is amazing. The Ramban Chumash quotes Tsei Me'at Tagnin Shelchot twice in Chumash. He quotes it once
over there by the Brismet of Sodom, and he quotes it in Perek Yud Zayin. In the whole discussion of what's going on, it's Halachofonai Ochule. And he quotes it a little bit different, because at the beginning, in when he quotes it in the Brisbane of Sodom, he quotes Rashi as a medrash, Pshutai Kacha, the medrash Kacha, King Pirish Rashi, and he says the Pshat is what? That it's Tagninus, because Avraham Avinu said that he's not Moilid, and Taka is going to be Moilid. Who's going to be Moilid? Yishmael. It doesn't say anything about Sodom. Or it said that Avraham and Sodom are not Moilid. Okay? So we're not talking about Judaism, we're talking about a Pashto Goy that is going to have Zera. That's Tama Medrash. Okay? He quotes in his Halach Lefona Megheisomim when he talks about a Matona from Avraham Avinu to Avraham Avinu to his Zera. This Halach Lefona Megheisomim that's going to be the Deiris. A separate hashkocha to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then he says, "Ki'in she'omru." What's ki'in she'omru? He's not referring to a medrash. He's referring to the Gemara Shabbos, Sevi l'Stagninus, and that the Gemara says, "Eimazal Yisrael." And that the Ramban quotes Sevi l'Stagninus not only in Chumash over there, but he quotes it in the Mitzvah Shocharav in Mitzvah Ches, because there's two in Yonam Sevi l'Stagninus. There's the push, the personal thing, that he's going to be able to have a child. And that's a medrash, okay? That's the Ramban says medrash over there. And then he quotes, the Gemara says, learns from that, Sevis that Nimus, he even quotes that pasuk, it says, Eimazal Yisrael. What does it mean, Eimazal Yisrael? And the Ramban quotes it in the din of his halachafon of Eisamim, which, as he says, it was loyal as Zalai, and that's Eimazal Yisrael. So Fakir, the Ramban quotes it in two ways, and the Sevis Dachninus was the Chadish that Klal Yisrael are not Tachas Mareches HaShamayim. Okay, now I'll show you how I see this if you want. We'll see. Okay, now, that was very exciting when I saw this. Here he says like this. It's not only this. Here. V'heistomim. Okay, Yud Zayin Aleph in Bereishis. Mitzvah Cheres, Oid B'in Hazeh, Ketam Tom Tiyem L'Hashem Lokech. It's Halachot of V'heistomim is the Mitzvah Tom Tiyem in Chumash. Aches Hores Hashem Lo Yimotze B'cho Kesem K'somim Mo'enei Menaches M'chashem Voyim B'shneim Shiyamim B'libo Ke'az Kodesh Boru L'vadoi Hu Ba'al Yechiris B'tchila B'soim Hu Ayocho Lasso is Levat, Vol Yishma Mon Mekrismim, O Menachesh Machashe. Vol Yamin Shabo Debre Malkoponim, Avul Yigzo Bolibo Shakobi at Elion or Yoinim, Elion or Yoinim, Shuhu Kale, Vuhu Kale Shakai. We'll see about this. Oise Tiva, Shalohoi Bamazel, who may be Roo, Shabiyois Hamazel, Tiva Yofer, Clishis Alech Odom Lefonim. It's according to his Kavus. Of the Rebbein, of man with the Rebbein Shalom. Meifer Isis Badim Bekrisi Hoylo. Vzehu Sha'omru, which is the Gemara Shabbos, Save the Stagnina Shalacha Vachule. That's some bank quotes in Chumash over there. But in the Brisbane of Besolim, he writes, Ulfi Midroshoi, in Tezvov Hei, Omaloi Save the Stagnina Shalacha. Shereisa b'mazola she'ein cha'osid lahamid ben Avrom ein loy ben Avrom yesh lo ben Solai loytele tzolo loytele Loshin Rashi Va'kodesh boru b'chule Va'kodesh boru omal loy Lo yosh chazek him asa yetim mecho Hu yosh cho V'tzei mitzigli shelcho Avrom ein omoylid ben Liyoshov Avol Avrom moylid ben liyoshov Yitochin shehoyo hoitstagninus Al zivugom. It's only about Avraham or Avraham and Sarah. It's not the way Rashi learned.
It doesn't quote Kilu, it's a Maimor, and it's something, all-encompassing, as he does in Yud Zion, because that he's talking about his Achol Fonai, and with Knesset Yisrael. Here it's a peculiar Tochet Avraham Avinu. Now, and then he says, in Mitzvah Ches, ובמצווה זה יש נצבה, והוא מבינו, כאשר בוא לכו יש לי בריס, לא עושה יש לי זרע. זרע, עוד זרע ישראל. אומה, הסהלך לפונה וייסומים, כי בני שהו יהו, זוכה לטב, יסי באמון, ובכל הרב קסטים, שהוא עם יחד עם כל הקריכס וכולי, ושיבי ירו ירי, ולהסתק עם יונם כלל, עם דייטה יוסף וכולי, כי הוא המצב לא יש המסעדה, סידו מהחוסם וכולי, כמו שאומרו, צא מהסטגנים שלך, וזהו עניין המצווה. So he's saying foolish that it's say, the אומרו, but the Chazal say, oh, that's the mitzvah of Tom Tia, and that's the chat in the Gemara. And that's because of his kavus, and he's thrown through the burnish on him, where the mile may have mazolis. And therefore, in the beginning of the parasha of Yud Zayin, where is Nishalish Nishalch Lefona V'yesomim, Tramban has a long discussion about Ker Shakai, which is in Pesach Yud Zayin Pesach Aleph. V'tam lahazkir ato zeh Hashem. Why now? Ato! Ato! What's ato? Ki bo yasu hanisem anistorim tzadikim. Lahatsim imovis nafshom, chayisim barov, liftoisim milchomo, miat cherev, kechol hanisim anasim li avrom li ovis, chol aboyim beteris, beteri leparshim bechukosai, ube parshis vohoi kisovoi, ube brochis vokol shakulim nisim heim, ki ein minatevish yavo agashmim, hagishomim beitom, beavdenu hakoho elokim, velo shia shamayim kibalzel. וכן כל יהודים שבטרה, אבל כולם ניסים וכולם תתנצח מערכת המזולס, אלא שאין בו הם שינו מנהוג של אילם, כניסים ונסים על ידי מוישה רבנו, בעשר המקריס ובקרקע וכו'. ולכן אומה עתו עם עין לעברום אבינו, כי הוא התקיף מנוצח שגבה המזולוי ויועליד, but Yoilid, this Lachor Yoilid is the Yoilid of Yitzchok. V'yeh bris beinoi uvein zaroi. Lo'olam, shi'echilek Hashem amoi, u'b'tzoyni yanhigom, v'lo yiyu tachas memshelis koichom. It's a whole different world. Okay. That's a mazal Yisrael. And that's Ramban, very meduic in Perek Yud Zayin. And the whole shtickle is only a peculiar shtickle in Avrom. Over there. And that's the mitzvah.
It was not a tzivui. It was never a tzivui.
Tzivui of what?
Say. It was a say. Wasn't that mitzvah of Tom and Tia?
No, right. But I'm saying the Medrash says that, but Chazal learned in the tzay, the Ramban's learning in Hot. Go to get his halachophone of Yisamim. Okay. Now, and that's why it's Dafka with Yen Ramban in Emo, in Chavdalit Yud, Kimi Eishabo Avron Bebris, Hoyu Yisrael, or Bagoyim Lo Yishashvu, or Kmo Shomu Beesov, Veduma Yisrael Meshumet Shaini. And this, you look at Ramban, involved in Shmos, involved Perek Vav Pasuk Beis. It says, "V'inyan hakosuv ki nira le'ovois b'shem hazeh shehu menaseich malachas hashamayim v'lasoy simom nisim gedolim shon esbato me minag sholim b'rov podo isom mimovis mochomo midecherev." ולוסיס להם אישה וכל וכל טבע והם ככל יבים שבטבע ואוכל זה כל זה כי לא יטובו על אודם טבע בשכר מצו אירו רק מייס ניסים
Yechoshu lehem leroyim shu min hogu shalulim. And this is what we have. Now, next. I just want to tell you this part I want to tell you fast, because this is very important, because even if we stop here, you know, you have this. If you look through Rabban Chumash, and you look through it very carefully, you come to an amazing conclusion, okay? Because the Ramban, whole discussion of Mazel in Achrei Mois is a discussion about Eretz Yisrael. Ki chilek Hashem nachlosai, and that ki chol ha-goyim. Goyim, the rest of the world, is in the Sorim. And Eretz Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a core of Chutzal, it's Kilein Lelokha. And that's why he has the Mitzera from Nigibatim is Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, because that's Koch Mucheddes. But Kehenu, Kehenu, Kehenu. So a priori, I would have said, a Mazel Yisrael means an Eretz Yisrael. Because that's Hashkocha Miuchedis, and there's no Sorim, and here everything's okay. Okay. However, before I even got involved in this, I opened up the Gemara, and the Gemara quotes in Kufnu Levavim with Beis, case of Ein Mazel Yisrael, Ramoroyim, the mother of Nachum by Yitzchok, which is clear in Bobel. I didn't check out with Shmuel and Avlet over there whether Shmuel was an Eretz Yisrael then, and then I have to check that. I said I don't have to get involved. But the mother of Nachum by Yitzchok, the second daughter, the Ramoroyim at least, you know, it's certainly in Bobel. And the Gemara says Ein Mazel Yisrael. Tasei Reishcha, Yerushamayim, what is that? So, L'cheira, what's happening over here, in Shmos, in Yisra, before Matan Tera, Batam Ushmartem Es Brisi, Habris, Asher Korati, Es avoseichem liyos lachem elokim uzam achrayim. What are we talking about? The separate hashkocha between the rebbeinu and the zera avram. Okay. So that lechera, that bris lechera, we don't know has anything to do with Israel. Correct. So it means there's a separate hashkocha between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's if you show me that bris. And what's that bris? That bris, you look back at the parasha, the chayyim referring to his halachafon ebektivei esomim. As much as you would do a boyim, she's schooling me kol amin. For you are a kli kol oretz atam, as shecholak Hashem oisam lechol amin. Vi eschem lokach Hashem. Everyone else is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everyone else is with Sorim, and you're with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, l'cheira, v'kach oma, v'av l'eschem en amin, yos li skula. Okay? Li. So means the relationship with Knesset Yisrael. In fact, it's a very interesting thing. In this Lemaisa was the Chiddush that the Rebbeinu told Yaakov when he went to Chutzalot, because Rabban Chumash in Chof Ches, and his Yerbeis and Chof Aleph, he says, V'reo ki hu yisboch nitzav al asulom mafticho li Yaakov v'avtachoso gedoylo lo dia shehu lo yiyeh biyar ha-malochim avu yiyeh chelek Hashem. Chelek Hashem. V'yeh imo tomid. Kho shom v'inei anuichi imo kshmatiko l'ashe telech. Ki maloso gedoylo mishar tzadikim shne bohem ki malochim yitzav aloch l'shmocha b'chol dorechech. V'ho yeh Hashem li l'lokim chof Aleph. Eino tznai ki divar avur avu Rashi avu hu nede. V'inyonoi im oshuv el beis ovi evod Hashem ha-miyuchod b'eretz ha-nevcheres v'mokom ha-even hazeh. V'in hazeh soid mima she'omu
So what is it to come back? But he says he's coming back. The Rebbe Shem promised over there, he has everything.
So the answer is, and that's the answer to everything. That's the Ramban in Perek Yitches. V'ine Hashem HaNichbot, who Elokei Elokim, V'adoni Adonim L'chol O'olam, Avo Eretz Yisrael, Emsolos HaYishuv, V'chulei, V'yisam Skul Mikol Amim, and there's a separate relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he's coming back and he says Mufurish over there. In Pasuk Chof Hei, V'yinei b'chutz l'oretz, af al pi she'akol l'shem ha'nichbod, ein tahara bo shleima, ba'avu ha'meshoseh ha'moshlim aleho. So it means that's ki ein lo eloka. It's not the same. There's ein mazel. Ein mazel is still in chutz l'oretz, but dashkocha is not the same. And that's why Yaakov had to come back. And that's why he said it's Yisrael. But it doesn't mean in chutz l'oretz it's nothing. So the Tom Tie Mashem Elokecha is a mitzvah hein b'oretz, hein b'chutz l'oretz. It's nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. However, there is a separate inyan of Hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael, and it comes, I guess the Hiskavusa, Hiskafili, Hiskavusa, version Miskarev, but I guess the Brahmana is different than Eretz Yisrael and chutz l'oretz. But the mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael chutz l'oretz. It's halalafon of Eisomim, and that was the stagninus of Avram, which was neschadish and is halach lefonai, and that's the mitzvah of Tom Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. There was one other thing which I had wanted to talk about, which I didn't get to yet today, and I do apologize. You want, I can try to take it up next week. Is the issue of whether a Jew should be worried about what he hears and just be oisik in Torah mitzvahs, or not b'chav misyach? He can't do a pula, but he's got the right to be worried, or he's mezgaba that I'm living with a boy l'shem and I'm not interested in anything. Okay?